Track 19. Buttercross. This area is known as Buttercross and was the site of an unfortunate incident in the 19th century when the ball fell off the top of the sundial and killed a workman who was erecting part of Womb Well's wild beast show.
The Buttercross is the site of the former marketplace in Mansfield, and in those days, the 1600s, it will have been on the very edge of town, almost in a rural location.
This area served as the cattle market until 1877, when a site on Nottingham Road was opened. This caused trade to fall off in the nearby pubs, and so ordinary traders were allowed to operate from here shortly afterwards. It was only until recently that the area changed its appearance, and residents Jim Priest and Keith Pritchett remember when locally owned businesses lined the pavements.
Some of the buildings were very run down in the mid-60s, early 70s, and I think that's one of the reasons why it was redeveloped and produced the Four Seasons. So a lot of the old streets and walkways through there disappeared.
I mean, there was a large variety of specialist shops all down there, all sorts of things. And I remember when you were coming home from school, there was one shop that sold all different things for your chemistry set. And they got all the chemicals in racks on the wall and you could go in and buy them and all the apparatus and all things like that. You know, shops which you just don't get now.
It is in this old marketplace that we get our final instalment of the Methodist movement. John Adams, a local preacher in Nottingham, is believed to have brought Wesleyan Methodism to Mansfield in the 18th century by delivering an ad hoc service next to a pump here. A commemorative pump next to the sundial marks this event. The stone building on your right, as you entered Buttercross, is known as Waverley House. It was built in 1754 from dressed stone left over from the building of the Moot Hall in the marketplace. Almost opposite Waverley House is a shop with two horses' heads. This marks the site of the Nag's Head Hotel. The Mansfield Reporter and Sutton Times stated
that it was a very busy rendezvous on market days. Many bargains were ratified and accounts settled in the old house, and it was, without a doubt, one of the busiest places in the town.
Continue down Westgate and take the first left up Regent Street, stopping outside the tallest building on the right that has two tall columns above the shop facade.